This is WRFI Community Radio News for Friday, June 2nd, 2017, and I'm Lori Sonkin. Our guest this evening is Walter Hang. Walter Hang is the president of the Ithaca-based firm Toxics Targeting. Walter is also very active in efforts to stop the expansion of oil and gas infrastructure in New York State. Most recently, he's been trying to persuade the town of Dryden to put the brakes on Dominion Energy's plans to expand the Borger compressor station at 219 Ellis Hollow Road. Welcome to the program, Walter Hang.
Thank you.
So, Walter, several years ago, I saw a map of underground pipelines in the United States, and I was really surprised because it looks like there's this huge freeway of, I mean, they're pipelines, but it looks like roads intercrossing all over the place. And I read that the U.S. has the largest network of underground pipelines in the world. There are more than 300,000 miles of gas transmission pipelines, according to the American Petroleum Institute. So my question is, recently you've been involved in efforts to stop many of them. You've had a fair amount of success. You played a big role in preventing Constitution Pipeline from moving forward. You also helped halt the Northern Access Pipeline and Northeast Energy Direct. But I'm curious, what do you have against underground pipelines? You can't see them. Why are they problematic?
Well, you are absolutely correct. There are just gazillions of these pipelines. They're all over the country. They go from coast to coast. And the opposition that we're leading to new gas pipelines, new oil pipelines, new gas storage is essentially that if fossil fuels are so polluting, if they're contributing to global climate change, we shouldn't be using them. So instead of people just talking about how bad they are, we want to stop New York's addiction to these gas, oil problems. And so when you build these huge proposed pipelines, for example, Northeast Energy Direct, Constitution, Northern Access, and perhaps worst of all, Dominion New Market, which goes right through our own community of Ithaca, Dryden, what you're really doing is you're perpetuating the addiction to these fossil fuels for maybe 50 years to come because they're so huge, they're so expensive. The debt financing takes really many, many years to amortize. So we're basically saying fossil fuels are bad, they're polluting, we don't want frack gas coming out of Pennsylvania and going to other markets. That would simply perpetuate these problems. And what we really need to do is to reduce energy demand through energy efficiency, through insulation, weatherization, improve building codes, using light-emitting diode lights that are much more efficient. And if we succeed at doing this, we won't be so much in need for natural gas, for oil, for all coal. I mean, we have a coal-fired power plant in Lansing, New York. So we're just saying here in New York, we're harnessing all that energy that killed fracking. We're the only state that's achieved that anywhere in the country where there's actually shale to frack. And now we're saying we want to stop this addiction to fossil fuels. And that's why we've been attacking these huge pipelines. And you're exactly right. We've had more success than the whole rest of the country put together, pretty much.
So how do you respond to those who say in that the Northeast needs more capacity to reduce the bottlenecks in the grid right now? And what should energy companies do?
I mean, basically, they should use less energy. Like when I moved to Ithaca, I can't even remember, 27 years ago, NYSEG came to my house. They did an energy audit. They gave me all these little devices to reduce, energy consumption. You could insulate your home. They would give you all these window kits and little foam pads you put in all your outlets and switches. They check your furnace. The whole idea was cut energy demand. And instead, what everyone's been trying to do in recent years is increase energy production. And so the bottom line is, despite all the talk about how bad climate change is, the truth of the matter is that we're more addicted to natural gas and oil than ever before because of shale fracking. And so we're basically saying, don't build any more infrastructure. That'll just perpetuate the addiction. Instead, reduce demand.
And for we don't have fracking in New York State, but there's still a fracking problem because the gas is coming from Pennsylvania and then traveling through New York, correct?
That's absolutely right. It is going right through Ithaca, Dryden, through the Dominion Pipeline. And unfortunately, there was a big proposal to expand this pipeline. We've been battering Jason Leifer, the Dryden Town Supervisor, the other members of the Dryden Town Board, because basically they did not require what's called a special use permit. They had no idea that the Borger Compressor Station site in Ellis Hollow, a creek road, was immensely contaminated, had never been cleaned up, wetlands had been polluted. They just were completely unaware of what was going on. And we basically have been battering them, with all respect, since last August, essentially saying you cannot allow this stormwater pollution prevention plan, which is inaccurate, it's incomplete, to stand. You can't issue a building permit for this. You've just got to bring this whole project to a halt. And about a week ago, we were thrilled because the town of Dryden issued a press release that said that they were going to fulfill our request. They were going to revoke the stormwater pollution prevention plan, rescind the building permit, and require Dominion to apply for the special use permit because they were told by Dominion that they had found issues at the site which required Dominion to go back to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to get additional approvals. But then I found out this week that, in fact, contrary to what was reported by the news media, Dryden never issued the stop work order. They did not revoke the SIP, Stormwater Pollution Prevention Plan. They did not revoke the building permit. Now they're asking Dominion maybe to voluntarily participate in this special use permit program. So
I thought there was a letter that Jason Leifer had issued that said he was going to do all these things.
Absolutely. People can go to toxicstargeting.com, click on Marcella Shale. They will see this incredible fire-breathing letter from Jason Leifer, the town supervisor, and Ray Berger, the town planner, and then they never implemented it. So they promised that they were going to...
When was the letter dated?
It's dated May 24th, and all the press coverage as a result of the release from the town was essentially the 25th. And so the town never told the public, oh, yeah, we changed our mind. We didn't do what we said we were going to do. I mean, it's just like an absolutely appalling lack of transparency. I went to the town board meeting on Tuesday night. They didn't say anything. There was no privilege of the floor. You couldn't speak to the members. They went into an executive session to talk about potential litigation. I called, you know, the next morning, and I was told by the town planner that they were not going to go forward with what they essentially said they were going to do, which was to revoke these local approvals.
If they don't get the if by chance they didn't get the local approvals from Dryden, and right now they have them, but say they didn't get them, what would that do to their New Market pipeline?
It would essentially open up a gap in the proposed expansion of this giant pipeline. This is a 42-inch pipeline. So they would build new compressor stations along the route. They would expand the capacity to move the gas at existing facilities like Borger. Borger's in the middle of nowhere. It's so rural. It's so wonderful. And then you have this huge industrial facility, which is completely contrary to the comprehensive land use plan. So if we can block a Dominion, then this expansion will not happen. That's why the linchpin to the whole New Market project is in essentially the town of Dryden. It involves the Borger compressor station expansion. And right now, we are just going to be battering the town of Dryden representatives to make sure they just stop this project, that they fulfill their promises. And that's how come anyone that wants to participate, I invite them to call town of Dryden Supervisor Leifer, 844-8888, dial 6, and go to toxicstargeting.com. Look at our alerts. Look at these issues. It's just shameful that these problems have never been cleaned up.
So one of the reasons, I remember going to a press conference, I think it was last summer, that you had at the Borger press, at the Borger compressor station, and you talked about what they hadn't cleaned up. I mean, this is what this is Dominion has been operating. Is it been Dominion that's been operating the pipeline the whole time, and it, or was it another company?
Originally, it was a company called CNG, and you're right, that was last August. And so what I did was I compiled the Department of Environmental Conservation's own data, not only for Borger, where there was documented historic dumping of petroleum distillates. It was never cleaned up. It basically was in a wetland, a protected wetland. They never cleaned up the wetland. And this drains right into Cascadilla Creek, which is a major tributary to Southern Cayuga Lake, where 30,000 people get their drinking water. But it wasn't just Borger. It was Woodhull. It went all the way to Albany. This pipeline has had problems all along, you know, its entire length for years on end. And the state never enforced the law. They never cleaned up these problems. They don't meet the applicable standards. And I say enough is enough. We've just got to hold the governor's feet to the fire and make him clean up these problems before allowing any kind of expansion.
I'm speaking with Walter Hang. We're talking about underground pipelines used to transport natural gas. So, Walter, the pipeline permitting process is complicated. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission is the federal agency responsible for siting the pipelines. FERC is the federal agency that determines that the pipeline is in the public interest. But the states also have a role, although not such a large one as the federal government. However, you've been able to use the state's authority to block other pipelines, maybe not the New Market pipeline so far. But can you explain what is the state's role and how that works?
So you're absolutely right. These interstate giant pipelines are basically approved by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. However, the state of New York and all the states have a key role to play. They have to certify, pursuant to Section 401 of the U.S. Clean Water Act, that the proposed project, neither through its construction nor its operation, will cause water quality violations. And so what toxics targeting has repeatedly done is we've compiled the state's own data. We've compiled clear-cut information showing that there have been huge fires, explosions, massive toxic releases that were never cleaned up to the applicable standards according to the state of New York's own data. So we're basically asserting, if you haven't had a track record that shows that you can prevent these problems, you can't keep certifying that these projects are okay. And that's how we killed Constitution head-to-head, Northern Access. And recently, we also were playing a key role in making sure that Crestwood Arlington Gas Storage on Seneca Lake also died. And then along the way, Northeast Energy Direct fell apart. And so we've killed now more than $4.5 billion worth of these pipeline and gas storage projects in New York through citizen action and research.
But the propane proposal that Crestwood, the storage facility that Crestwood wants to build, that's not dead yet.
Correct. So there's this liquid petroleum gas storage also at the Crestwood facility on Seneca Lake. They need a gas storage permit to proceed. The governor hasn't granted that. But we've been battering the governor. We've shown that there have been huge oil releases at the site. They went into Seneca Lake, migrated a mile and a half, threatened the drinking water supply intake. We've shown that Crestwood has been basically operating under consent orders due to illegality for practically the whole time that they've owned this facility. They've paid huge fines, I believe almost $70,000. But most importantly, they won't reveal whether or not oil that was pumped into these ancient salt cavities is leaking out. And so that is just intense pressure. We're basically saying we have enough pollution problems in New York. We don't need any more. The solution is to cut energy demand, not keep burning natural gas, oil, coal, which we know will cause irreparable pollution problems.
Well, Walter Hang, thank you so much for coming into the studio this evening. This was Very educational. We appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me. Your station plays such an amazing role in educating citizens about these problems and activating them because it's in their own interest as well as the public interest. And the town of Dryden is the target. So I encourage all your listeners, go to ToxicsTargeting.com, click on Marcella Shale and see how they can play a role, notably by really pressing the Dryden Town Supervisor. Call him 844-8888-PRESS-6. Tell him you do not want New Market Dominion Pipeline to go forward.
Thank you, Walter.